Thanks, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy, joined now by Dane Neal. You know Dane as the host of On the Road with Dane Neal, heard Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on WGN Radio, and also his frequent appearances here on our show. How are you, Dane?
I'm okay. Good? I feel nice I'm all right. A little, you know, a little flustered from the traffic situation. It is summertime. People are out and about because your school's out. We just graduated. They have a graduation ceremony for a kindergartner. So Vivian,
nice.
I'll show you some pictures. You know, the cap, the gown.
Yeah.
They went all out.
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess maybe it's for, if let's say you feel like you've learned enough in this, you know, kind of new job work. And you just
is she going to stay in school or is she
I'm not sure.
With
she's going to take the summer, think about it. Maybe yeah, backpack across
year.
Lyle.
Where is she going to elementary school?
It's all up in the air. We've got a lot of things we're considering.
Did you tear up at all during the ceremony, the graduation, kindergarten graduation ceremony?
I teared up when I got hit in the head with a purse when my phone died when I was supposed to be recording it. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's always sad.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we're making
memories. Congratulations to her and to you.
No problem. So one of the ways that people celebrate here is, of course, enjoy some of the amazing food events and the food scene here in Chicago. None more amazing. And I tell you this all the time, mm-hmm. as I travel to, you know, Aspen, New York, South Beach, all these different places. Chicago Gourmet, we have got it going on as Chicago becomes a destination for food enthusiasts from all around the world. Chicago Gourmet is kind of that crown jewel of food events, and we've got Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association here, and Janet Isabelli is here as well. She has been a big part of promoting it over so many of those years, and as we get into year 11, guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Janet.
How
so
are you?
So what was the turning point? How did we become a world-class city when it came to dining?
You know, since Mayor Emanuel been in his office, he's made Chicago the culinary capital of the United States, from bringing the James Beard Awards here. But I really feel that Chicago Gourmet, which started over 11 years ago, was part of highlighting Chicago as the culinary capital of the United States. And I just didn't say that's what Condé Nast and Bon Appetit say.
Yeah.
We are the culinary capital of the United States.
And it's not just your beef sandwiches and your deep dish pizza. That's what I like. It shows we have much more to offer.
Yeah, there's a great diversity. Everything from fine dining to fast casual to mom and pops to neighborhood restaurants from all corners of the city.
We have it. Celebrity chefs. We got food trucks. We got iconic restaurants. We got neighborhood restaurants, but we still have our beef sandwiches and our pizza.
Hey, I'm not slighting them, but
I think it's important to note too, as we kind of get into on the celebrity chef side early on, the first couple years, you know, they would bring in people that were maybe notable TV chefs from around the country, and then it just got to be like, hey, you know what, we have just an incredible amount of star power right here, right? You know, there are so many people that are nationally known and acclaimed that are chefs right here, and that great food scene. You guys brought it up, the diversity, but Sam, right, I mean, we've got a lot of stars.
Absolutely. Think about it. We got Rick Bayless, Stephanie Iser, Paul Kahan. We just had Joe Flom win Top Chef, right? I mean, we got the talent. Like I said, they think they got it in New York or San Francisco. We got the best talent right here in the culinary capital of the United States, Chicago.
Is there a part of the world that is not well represented with the food here? Is there any corner of the world that you couldn't find their
we
food
got
somewhere?
It. You know, we're a city of 77 communities, so you can get Indian food and you know, and Latino food and Mexican food and obviously Italian food. We got it all here because we're a city of neighborhoods.
Right.
So pick a neighborhood and you got the food that you're looking for.
I like that.
When you think about like an event, and it's been, guys, how long has it been? So, like, we're the first. It used to be like, you know, it was a 2-day event and it sold out pretty, you know, well into it. Maybe the first couple of years it was sold out, and you had to think, like, what can we do to really be more things to more people? The demand was there to kind of meet the demand, and now I'm excited to see you guys are building in a bunch of these extra events that not only showcase, you know, beautiful Millennium Park, but also a lot of the different venues around the city and those personalities.
Yeah, you know, Sam and his team at the Illinois Restaurant Association have grown this event from what started as a 2-day major festival in Millennium Park to now what is almost a week-long scenario of tons of events that you can choose from. Everything from, you know, an Italian feast that this year we're hosting at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra stage to
beautiful.
A blues, booze, and bites event at River Roast where chefs who are also musicians are actually going to perform and serve as the evening's entertainment.
Wow.
You know, and I think what's been interesting about Chicago Gourmet is that as we've continued to evolve and as Sam's team has continued to evolve this event, is that coming up with different cultural ties to the city, too, that bring food and other cultural attributes together. So this year, food and music is really a big overarching
That's
theme.
That's the tie-in. That's
Boy, they
the
go together yep. well. And yeah. there's a hamburger hop, Bill.
Is there a hamburger hop?
Oh, yeah, the hamburger yeah. hop. You got That is the best. You were going to have some. It is the best. You guys got to definitely stop by that. Is and, you know, our sponsors there is Buckhead Meat Chicago and Blue Moon. So they've been sponsoring it for years. We have great chefs that are competing who has the best burger. We're going to have some great music there. It's fun. It's on the Harris rooftop. Good. Oh, and the weather is just perfect. It's that fourth week in September. Oh. You couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah. I got to mention, too, because of your earlier segment, is no affiliation, at least at this point, with IHOP, right?
None at all?
But just with hopping in general, because I think just to stay active, get out there, hopping is one of the things. Remember, kids, you know, we used to skip, hop. We used to do all that stuff. Kids don't do that anymore.
Not anymore. There's apps now. Everyone has an app. All right, we'll come back and talk more food with Dane Neal. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dane Neal is our guest. We're talking food as we do every other Wednesday with Dane. Dane, take it away.
Thank you, Bill. So here's the thing. We're talking about Chicago gourmet, and oftentimes, you know, I'll bring in, you know, chefs and personalities.
Sure.
We've got a few days before. It's kind of in that news cycle of, hey, this is what's going on this weekend. But this event has gotten so popular that a lot of, you know, almost all the time by that point, everything's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a time when they're making some great announcements. Tomorrow, I think some of these extra events are going to be available. I think the general tickets are already available. And some of those great personalities incorporated, not just to do demos, but also to just be ambassadors for Chicago. I think on the line we do have Chef Matthias Mergis, and he is one of those main chefs in Chicago. He's doing he's got that new place Mordecai over in Wrigley and the at the Zachary Hotel, and then also he's got his restaurant with Graham Elliott. And you guys are going to be hosting the Grand Cru this year at Chicago Gourmet. Chef, welcome to WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about the, I know you've been here in the city for a long time. You've seen the food scene kind of grow and get all that notoriety and all that acclaim. And Chicago Gourmet is the way that Chicagoans, Midwestern people from around the world come and kind of show their love and support it. So talk about how exciting it is to be a big part of it and host the Grand Cru.
Man, you're right. I've been in the scene for about 30 years in Chicago, and how it's grown over that time has been incredible. And, you know, Chicago Gourmet is like the perfect place in Chicago, in the park, to experience food and wine, to see people, to really get one-on-one experiences with the chefs, to be able to talk to them and see what's happening in this unbelievable, beautiful setting.
Explain a little bit of this to me, Matthias. You talk about that go-between between somebody enjoying the food and somebody who is a chef. What do the chefs get out of it? I mean, other than just knowing that what they're doing is coming full circle and people are enjoying it, but what do they learn from all this?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is chefs are always in their restaurants most of the time, and they never have the ability, to be with other chefs and people who love food, and to really talk and be one-on-one with their customer or clients. And I think that that's something that chefs really love to see and be a part of. And, you know, the Chicago Gourmet and the events that they do over the 4 or 5 days is really an incredible opportunity for us to, like, get out of the kitchen, so to speak, and, like, really get out in the world. So
I can't tell you how many great experiences my wife and I have had at restaurants where the chef does come out and spends 5 or 10 minutes at the table telling us the story of the restaurant and the specific dishes. It just makes a more three-dimensional presentation, you know?
That's exactly right. And I think, too, like, when you have demos, you can talk about the food that you do prepare in the restaurant, but then people get, like, that peek inside and how things are prepared and what they can take away and actually do themselves at home.
And we all like to pretend that we are super chefs at home. I have my little salt cellar. My salt cellar and my Peugeot pepper grinder. But, you know, when I make something really good, if my husband and kids say it's RQ, that means something to me, and that stands for restaurant quality. And that's what I strive for at home. But we all like to get tips from you guys.
Sure. I think that if they're giving you that kind of feedback right now, I see a restaurant in your future.
All
for
right,
sure.
Then.
Do it, Wendy.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Matthias, we've got Sam Toya, of course, president of Illinois Restaurant Association, in studio. And, of course, they support restaurants, the community, the industry all throughout the year. And you're responsible for some of the, I think, restaurants, the places that people are super excited about now right there in Wrigley. Talk about, you know, some of the new places that are going on, and then also maybe mention that kind of mini restaurants you're doing at the park coming up this summer.
Yeah, definitely. So we have the great fortune to be part of the expansion of Wrigley Field and the whole campus. And, you know, we had the fortune to be open Lucky Door, our beer-focused collaborative beer. So all the beers that are served are from brewers that are in the city, and we do one-off beers with them that you only can find at this one's location. And then we just opened up Mordecai across the street in the Hotel Zachary, which is focused on bourbon and whiskey and great food delivered by Chef Jared Wentworth. And it's really like been an unbelievable kind of situation here. So you can go to the game, you can be there for a few innings, you could come over to the restaurant, you could sit down for a full meal and still watch the game on live feed. So you can hear the crowd on the patio, you can have a great meal, have great cocktails, and still be part of the whole experience.
It's exciting, and we've got just about another 30 seconds with you, but let the listeners know when they can see you at Wrigley for your pop-up series. Oh, do we lose him?
No, Matthias, are you there?
He just found your question not worth answering, Dan. Sorry. No slam on you.
Well, okay, so a lot of the chefs that people are going to see at Wrigley are going to be big parts of Chicago Gourmet, and we mentioned that this is the opportunity to go ahead and and actually get some tickets for some of these events, some of the ancillary events tomorrow, and, of course, the other ones now. So, Sam, talk a little bit about where people can get tickets and get in on this and be there with you in September.
Sure. So, we have 7 ancillary events this year, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at chicagogourmet.org. And
they go pretty quickly, don't they?
They do go very quickly. You know, we got the Italian Feast, which is at the Symphony Center stage with Janet mentioned a little while ago. We got Tony Montuano and Joe Flom, who just won Top Chef, is, you know, some of the chefs that are cooking at the Italian Feast. Tony Paolo of Piccolo Sogno. That's just a great, great event. And it's at the Symphony Center stage, like I said. And that's sponsored by, you know, Performance Food Service Chicago. And this is our second year doing the Italian Feast. That's really great. And you know what I think a lot of people are going to like? And this is on September 27th, Blues, Booze, and Bites at the River Roast. I think that's going to be a big, great ancillary event.
And just to reiterate, a lot of times when people say tickets are going fast, we only have a handful left, we're not kidding around. When the tickets are gone, they're gone. There's no more space, right?
That is absolutely true, because the chefs can only cook for so many people.
Sure.
So
that's it. It's limited.
We do have Chef Matthias back on with us, and everyone's going to be excited to see you at the Grand Cru at Chicago Gourmet. And really quick, if you did want to let the listeners know when they can see you out at Wrigley for your pop-up.
Well, Wrigley Field is going to be in August, so we have 5 homestand games. We'll be doing different courses, kind of our take on great ballpark food. So we're working with Slagle Farms. We're going to do like a goat bratwurst with caramelized sauerkraut and homemade beer.
Break
mustard.
The curse that way.
Yep.
That's exactly right. See, now you're on the same target here. Yeah, we'll have a bunch of other things like our famous loaded fries, and we're going to have just real fun with food over at the ballpark. So we hope to see you there.
Well, we love what you're doing. We love to see you at the ballpark and, of course, out at Chicago Gourmet. And, Sam, one more time with the website for tickets so people can get in on this.
ChicagoGourmet.org. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. we're selling our ancillary event tickets. But Chicago Gourmet and Grand Cru tickets are already on sale at ChicagoGourmet.org.
Thanks, Matthias.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks,
take care. And Janet, thanks to you. And Sam, always good to see you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And we're so happy to be here in the culinary capital of the United States.
Love it.
Well said. Woo-hoo. Dane, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
A quick break, then some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.